And we're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 95 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And while you're over on at iTunes, make sure that you leave us a review as we select a winner each week to win an autographed book set.
Also, don't forget to join our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. This week, we got another great guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloni, Elementary Principal in Navasota, Texas, and I am so thrilled this week to have our friend Hamish Brewer on here. Hamish, thanks for being a guest this week.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pretty pumped to be on board. Let's go.
We want to remind our viewers and listeners to participate in social media. We love hearing the things that stick out to you using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt.
So, Hamish, we got a few questions for you, man. So for those like one or two people out there that don't know who you are, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from New Zealand. I'm a Kiwi. I've just recently, I guess, become known as the Relentless Principal, the skateboarding tattooed principal. Doing it a little different, doing it my way, the only way I know how. But I'm currently a middle school principal at Fred Lynn Middle School in the state of Virginia. And I just transitioned to that school from Occoquan Elementary, where I was for the principal for the last 5 years.
Nice.
So that's quite the change, jumping from an elementary school to a middle school principal. I know it's not that too many great difference, but I know there's got to be some differences. What do you enjoy the most now about being a middle school principal?
Oh, man. You know what I'm loving is the conversations. The conversations are on a whole nother level. And the school I'm involved in, I'm loving helping turn it around, change the conversation for the students, the school, and the entire community. It's a big deal. So pretty pumped. It's definitely different than being in an elementary school for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Hamish, man, there's always a lot going on in education, but what do you feel right now is the most important and urgent issue that we got going on?
Man, you're right. There is a lot of stuff going on right now, but some of the most important issues that are going on for me is fighting against this over-accountability with testing and not teaching through authentic and relevant learning experiences. You know, at the moment, we're turning out a factory and we got to turn that back. We've got to turn the dial back and get it back to authentic, relevant learning experiences for kids where we're focused on individual students and not the outcome of an exam. If we focus every day on our students, we'll take care of that outcome through, like I say, authentic experiences and having fun again in schools.
I love it.
So talk to me a little bit about you growing up in school. What was school like for you?
Man, you know what? I had a lot of fun going to school in terms of I got to hang out with all my boys, all my friends. I went to school. I played sports. I struggled academically, struggled mightily. And really, when I look back now, I just wasn't as engaged. I didn't have somebody reaching me to engage me in the process like I wish. And I failed a couple of my years in my high school, really not graduating as a result, and had to repeat a couple of years of high school because of it. But looking back, I think it was because I didn't have that person that truly engaged me. But in saying that, I had a great time playing sports and hanging out with all my friends, and sports saved me.
Man, I didn't know that about you. I didn't know until the Tuesday of graduation week that I was graduating from high school. Same, man, just disengaged and just kind of didn't feel that connection and that flow, which really leads into our next question. Man, you are always talking about being relentless. Hamish, what does that mean to you, man?
Oh, man, relentless is on. It means something on so many different levels. You know, being relentless is there's nothing I wouldn't do for a student. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my teachers. It's going through a brick wall. It's turning your school into a fortress. It's doing anything and anything to reach a child and ensure that a child has the best and most amazing experience at school, and having that opportunity to reach their full potential, you know. And just as you guys have always said, man, kids deserve it. Relentless is that never give up, man. One more round, never quit. You can't, we're never out of the fight. We're always ready to go. There's nothing, like I say, there's nothing I wouldn't do. I'd go through a brick wall and back for them. And creating that environment, that gang mentality with our staff and our students, that Fight one of us, fight us all, backs against the wall, here we come. Let's go, let's chase championships. Like, we're not chasing average. Average is for average, man. Relentless means chasing championships. Not being afraid to say that we're chasing 100%, man. 100%, every child counts. We don't leave nobody out and leave nobody behind. Relentless just on so many levels to ensure the facility's ready to go. The facility is sparkling. Ensuring teachers have the best PD, the best opportunities to teach the way they want to teach, and giving them the opportunity to be relentless in their classrooms and unleashing them, unleashing that power and that energy that they have to be amazing. Oh, man, relentless, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Hamish always brings the energy. So speaking of energy, you know, you were recently featured in this video online that went viral. It's got over 25 million views. How did that come together, and what's kind of been the impact of that? Because you were recently also on a national broadcast show. You were featured as well.
I think I missed that question. Sorry, Todd, hit me back up.
So you have all this energy, and you were recently featured on this video that went viral with over 25 million views. How did all of that come together, and what's been the impact?
Yeah, you know, the Freethink production company out of New York and D.C., I was featured in a Washington Post article about how test scores meet tribal wars and just having fun and high academic achievement. And they saw it. And the first couple of times, man, I was a little shy. I kind of turned it down. And, you know, it wasn't really what I was looking for. You know, it's not my style to really go looking for that. But when I started looking at what we're doing, I thought, well, let's get that message out. There was a way. And we met, we chatted. I said I wanted it to be organic. I wanted it to be gritty. One of my favorite documentaries, 180 Degrees South. And I really wanted that feeling of authentic, real. I didn't want it to be a show. I didn't want it to be some sort of factory production. And so we all kind of got around the table and agreed they wanted to tell that story. And originally it was going to be about Occoquan and the tribes. And then as they found out I was transitioning, the kind of story evolved from there. And we had a really real story on our hands, you know, as I took over one of the toughest schools, I guess, in the state right now, and doing some great work with them and changing the conversation. It just created a situation where everything, all the stars aligned, and they're just really good, down-to-earth people trying to make – they're an organization looking for game-changing, innovative people in different arenas, different professions, and they thought that maybe I had a story to tell, and it just – I think America, I think the world is hungry for those kind of stories. I think they want good stories. That, you know, we have a bit of an identity crisis now. We're not telling enough good stories. There's so much good work being done out there by teachers, educators, students, just everybody on every level. And we got to get those stories out there. So I had an amazing experience with them. And stay tuned. It looks like we'll be hitting up part two.
Nice. You heard it here, part two. And I got to say, I love that piece on the nightly news. And I can't tell you how many messages I got. Did you see the Kids Deserve a sticker on his laptop? Did you see the
baby.
Kids Deserve a sticker? I'm like, I sent him that Kids Deserve a sticker, man. That was good placement. Thank you,
Hamish. Yeah, baby. Well, you know what? We all believe it, right? We all believe it, man. We all believe kids deserve it. And I think that's a mission for all of us, regardless, man. That's a mission we're all on. We didn't sign up not to be on a mission for kids. And I truly believe in the work that you guys are doing. You guys are changing the conversation as well. And I'm just happy that I can be part of that mission alongside you guys.
Well, thank you, Hamish. And I think about all the students, and I want to come visit your school someday, that you inspire. But thinking about it, who is someone that inspires or challenges you to be better, man?
Man, you know what inspires me is failure. I live in fear of failure. As much as I take risks and want to fail, I live in fear of not producing. That inspires me every day. I got a long list of fellow educators. I don't want to leave nobody out, man. Everybody from yourselves to my buddy Andy Jacks, we challenge each other every day to be better. We're working on our doctorate. We hold each other accountable. We challenge each other to push the boundaries. And then everybody from the dads as principals team, with Eric and Nick Proud and Todd Schmidt, and all, just, man, just Twitter blows up for us, man. All our network with all of us, just watching everybody do their work. But I tell you what, it starts and ends for me with kids, man. I don't want to let them down, man. I'm their hope. I'm their opportunity, and I can't fail them. I have to be the answer for them. So when I go to work and I go through those doors every day and I look at those kids, I'm on fire. I'm ready to go because I can't fail those kids. They're counting on me today. So that's all I need, baby. That's all I need.
Love it.
So, you know, and that leads great into the next question, Hamish. You know, sometimes we still have those rough days, those days where we just feel like the failure is getting the better of us, or we're just struggling. What do you kind of do to kick your butt into gear and still bring your best?
Yeah, you know what? I think you got to surround yourself with like-minded people, surround yourself with goodness. If you look around, you look at your friends are your future. I tell that to the kids all the time. The people you hang out with, the people you interact with, the people you talk to, that's your legacy. That's your legacy. But, you know, education's tough. Don't let anybody tell any different, you know. Being a leader, being a teacher, it's hard work. It's not easy being good. Education finds a way to knock us down all the time. You know, there's trials and tribulations. The work is hard. Not everything works, you know. Not everything you touch turns to gold. And it's how you respond to that. That's, you know, it's how you bounce back from that. But you are the future you are of who you hang out with. And surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And, you know, I love those stories of grit and determination. And, for instance, watching Adam right now running and doing his marathons, you know, that's making me fired up too, you know. Or watching Todd, you work on your things with your staff, you know. Just when you see those messages around you, I say this all the time. Your school is the message that you set. It becomes the message you set. Just like yourself. The messages you hear, the messages you surround yourself, that's what it becomes. So when you're down and you're struggling, you need to fight, you turn to that, right? You turn to that. But growing up and growing up around some of the things I did, you know, that reminds me every day to work harder. I remember as a kid, I used to hang pictures of swimming pools around a mirror. It used to remind me of my dreams and hopes and aspiring to maybe off to something different. So I'm always hungry, man. Got to be the hardest worker in the room.
So does that mean that you want to run a marathon with me someday, Hamish? Is that what you're kind of alluding to? I want to just, you know. Yeah.
You know what? I've run a number of half marathons, done a few sub 2 hour half marathons. I would definitely need some brothers in arms for a full. But
I think it's time to up the game, Hamish. The game, I think baby. It's time to up the game and be relentless.
Yeah, man, that's a challenge right there, right?
Bringing it on KDI. All right, man. Every week we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
I got a couple of challenges, a couple of things I want you to think about. I want you to think about what's the vocabulary of your building. Do you talk about your school as a fortress? I want you to listen to the messages in your building. Listen to the messages that are being sent out to your kids, to your staff, to each other. What are the words you're using? Like, I go one more round. I got relentless. I got a fortress. What are your messages? And I want to hear what those are. And then if you haven't tried it recently, you might have seen me on a skateboard. Find your type of wheel. Find your kind of thing that allows you to relax, have fun, and let the kids see you letting loose a little. Find that thing and post it out there. I want to see what your thing is.
Awesome. Nice. I love it. Well, Hamish, thank you so much for giving us a couple minutes of your time. You know, we, Adam and I both adore you, so I appreciate you giving us some of your time.
Back at you, boys. I appreciate you. You guys are awesome. Keep up the awesome work, and let's keep being better for kids and teachers every day, right? Let's do it.
That's right. We want to thank our viewers and listeners for checking out the show. Remember, you can tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. We also encourage you to go on to iTunes and leave a review so we can select a winner for an autographed book set. Also, don't forget to join our Twitter chats every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific. Have a great night, everyone.